This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And this morning on House Guest, we catch up with Matthew Todd from Dunedin Community Accounting. And they provide opportunities for non-profit organisations to get some assistance with accounting questions, big or small. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
We're heading now into, I guess, what you would call the second half of the year as far as Dunedin Community Accounting is concerned. What does that mean for the organisation?
That's right. So Dunedin Community Accounting operates around the university terms. So semester one's finished. University starts semester two, so we've opened up again because we've got all our students back. So we're available to give free advice.
I tell you what else is happening at this time of year, Matt, and I'm starting to notice it, is a lot of the smaller organisations are starting to line up their AGMs, and that can mean change of hands in terms of, you know, who might be on board on an officer roles, treasurers especially. And I guess this is where Dunedin Community Accounting can be really helpful, helping to navigate some smaller organisations through some of the trickier aspects of doing all the bookwork.
Oh, absolutely. What a lot of the difficulties charities have, it's just a lack of accountancy knowledge to begin with. Handovers are always difficult because someone's coming in fresh and sometimes there's not that good handover that's been able to be provided. So we get a lot of questions like how to do bank reconciliations, the confusion between grant income and grants in advance, and there's a whole raft of questions we get.
Yeah, and you can completely understand it, that well-meaning people who put themselves forward for positions in not-for-profit organisations, they more often than not, this is a voluntary kind of role for them. They may or may not have had some involvement with treasury work and responsibility before, but they want to make sure they get it right because sometimes the consequence of not getting it right can sit and train a whole lot of stuff you just don't need to deal with.
That's right. A lot of people end up in the treasury roles because they're the last man standing and they want to just give, but they just don't know what they're meant to be doing. I've had people come in for sessions that have actually started crying because they've been so stressed, and the answer is, you know, very obvious to us, and we can often solve it for them within 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, and especially with some of the tools that are available now. We'll talk about that in a moment. So for those who aren't familiar with Dunedin Community Accounting's role here, essentially what you're doing is matching students who are in a position to help pass on what they're learning about to others, but that's under the supervision of chartered accountants who make sure that the advice that's been given is correct, right?
That's right. So it's usually students in their second or final year at university who are looking at accountancy as a career for themselves. So it's good for them because it gives them face-to-face experience that they'll have with a client that they won't get that experience at university itself. It's good for chartered accountants to come in, and it's a good employment tool basically because it gives you access to students in a real setting on how they will interact with people.
Organisations, I guess, are in a whole range of different positions. There might even be some still that are working literally out of bookwork with a calculator and a pen. Perhaps not so much anymore, but you know that still happens in some cases. Others are perhaps thinking about how accounting software might be useful for them, or they've started using it, not quite sure they're making the best use of it. There's a whole range of experiences there, Matt.
That's right. I still get quite a few people just come in with the old shoebox, and yep. You know, we're trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle. But certainly Xero and MYOB, there's other accountancy software that a lot of entities are going to. The bright side about that is all the historical information is retained in that system, and it's much easier, obviously, for us to help the client for using them. But With any sort of software, there often is a cost that might not be easy for the charity to want to spend the money on. But, you know, for those who do and need lessons on how to use the software, yeah, we're here to help with that as well.
Otherwise, if you're just running something off a spreadsheet or two, that's, I guess, quite common among those who come to you?
Well, that's right. I'm always a little bit anxious with spreadsheets. I don't know if people know, but on average, there's a mistake in a spreadsheet about every 100 lines, and often spreadsheets can go thousands of lines, and it's very hard to spot those errors, but they can just sort of burst out and go further. So, but yeah, we certainly look over everything with a fine-tooth comb for people.
So let's take perhaps a typical example of a not-for-profit that might approach Dunedin Community Accounting. What usually is the thing that brings them in the door, and what problems are they endeavouring to solve usually?
Normally what's brought them into the door is they've just found that they're in a position where they're struggling to end, and they just, you know, a lot of people just like that face-to-face discussions to try and help solve it. It's, you know, you don't get that just looking on a computer trying to find those answers. And so it's usually that. And what we find is it's usually people are about to have an AGM. They've got to have a set of accounts that they want to present there, and they've got to file their accounts with charity services. They're very prescriptive on how you set out those accounts. So that's what we do. We help try and get all that. But it could be, you know, someone's just switched to Xero, got no idea how to use it, and, hasn't got the support behind them to get going. Mm. So they'll just come in and see us. And
not-for-profits, of course, Matt, have income coming from a number of different sources, don't they? As you've mentioned, grants is common in not-for-profits. They might also be doing their own fundraisers and so forth. They maybe have a sub that members pay. So there's a little bit to get on top of, even for quite a small organisation.
Well, that's right. I should have mentioned too, a lot of questions we get around is the systems in place. So how they spend money, how that money gets processed right throughout to the bank account, and how you account for that expenditure, and also the revenue coming in to make sure that if there is subs, that everyone gets charged the subs, and how do you know that everyone's been charged those subs. And so we can help put processes in place just to make sure everything gets captured and gets reported.
Matt, is it the case that sometimes an organisation might come to Dunedin Community Accounting and it's one quick meeting and you're done, and then others have a longer-term relationship with DCA?
Yeah, we've had people come in and they've sat down, and 3 minutes later, you know, we've solved that problem for them, and it's like a light bulb's gone off in their heads, and, you know, they've got the answer that they need and they can go from there. We've had people multiple sessions, you know, learning how to use Xero, and, you know, we go through one step and then they come back, you know, a week or two later and say, hey, well, now I'm having a problem here, can you help?
And so it can be quite transformative, a real education experience for those who are taking on treasurer roles. It can help organisations, I guess, in terms of, you know, spending their time in the best possible way, because, you know, you imagine someone sitting poring over the books late at night going, I just can't make this work. You know, there's 6 hours of their time they'll never get back, and a lot of stress that they probably didn't need, whereas, you know, potentially a session or two with DCA might help avoid all of that stuff.
Well, that's right. And, you know, them coming to us is great for us, because we've got students, they want to learn, they want these experiences, and it's no good someone sitting there by themselves trying to nut out a problem when we've got a group that are willing to help. And
well, a great point there. I mean, this benefits obviously not only the organisations who get the advice through DCA, but of course you're helping as part of the education process for those students who have got careers ahead of them, remembering, of course, that that there is oversight from others. Tell us a little bit about that oversight and how it works.
So we have chartered accountants, or people who are chartered accountants, that will sit in every session. So for this whole semester, we've got chartered accountants that have volunteered and put their names down for every session. But we're always looking for more chartered accountants, you know, to keep going and new ideas and ideas like that. But the chartered accountants will volunteer, they'll come along, they'll sit in the session. You know, they'll hear the client speak and the students. One of the tricky parts for chartered accountants is not to dominate the session themselves. It's quite tricky, but you just let it all play out, and then you offer that oversight at the very end.
But one of the things I don't think we've mentioned yet is it's absolutely free of charge for those non-profits who want to get some advice.
Well, that's right. That's what we're set up for. And we've been operating over 10 years now, but it's for not-for-profits. It's free accountancy advice. And it was set up really to give the students at the university that hands-on experience. We found that there was a big gap. I'm a chartered accountant myself, and you know, we were getting people coming in with shoe boxes and, you know, having to pay accountants for what is effectively very simple sort of work. And so that's what we exist for, basically.
Well, I'm absolutely sure the treasurers and others who are officers in any of those organisations will be very pleased to hear that that they can get this kind of expertise and not have to add another item to their expenditure, Matt. Okay, so right now you are putting the call out basically for non-profit organisations who might want to benefit from getting in touch and establishing this relationship with Dunedin Community Accounting. And of course, maybe we could talk a little bit more now about the sessions themselves, where they take place, how often you run them.
Okay, so we run the sessions on a Monday. So we run two sessions, and we usually start around about 5 and we go through to 6:30, 7 o'clock. But, you know, some sessions last 5 minutes and some, you know, blow out and we have to bring them back another time. So we just operate on the Monday evenings. We used to do a Wednesday lunchtime, but we struggled to get the students back from the university for those ones. And it happens here at Dunedin Community House. So if anyone wants a session, they can either book through the website. We use Weave Together, who operates from the community house. You can phone them, email them, or just turn up at the Dunedin Community House. Just explain that, you know, we're such and such a charity and we'd like to book a session and, you know, I'm having trouble because, you know, I've been given zero and I don't know how to operate it. Or it could be as simple as, hey, we've got a lot of funding come in, I've got to do some accountability reports, I don't understand the forms that they've given us.
So the back end of stuff is also stuff you're prepared to cover as well.
Yeah, so right through. And to preparing the accounts that meet the charity services requirements.
Very important too, and there have been some changes around that over the last few years, as we know. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for any not-for-profit organisation to get in touch. Do look up the Dunedin Community Accounting website. You've got some good stuff on there. Some of the questions you might have are answered on the website. A few resources up on the website as well, Matt.
That's right. We're always trying to add new resources, and that's based on the questions we're getting or whatever the change in legislation that's just come through. We do quite a few seminars, so depending on demand, but we'll certainly run a lot of seminars to go out to, say, Mosgiel for those charities that might be based out there that can't get into us at Community House.
So if you're kind of on the books with Dunedin Community Accounting, you'll get information about that kind of stuff that you might want to take up as an additional opportunity to whatever one-on-one sessions you might be having as well. What an amazing service, Dunedin Community Accounting, right out of Dunedin Community House. Our house guest today has been Matthew Todd, chartered accountant and one of those who helps with Dunedin Community Accounting and has been for a good deal of time now. All the best for the second half of the year. I know we want to keep you and your students busy, Matt. Thanks for joining us for House Guest.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community? and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.